Baltimore Symphony Orchestra celebrated its 100th birthday earlier this year. In a performance of Ravel's Bolero, they presented a few members of a new generation of players who were eager to take the music into a new century. They were members of the BSO's Orchids program on stage at Meyerhoff Symphony Hall to play right alongside the regular orchestra musicians.
Playing an instrument can be a vehicle to develop different skill sets that are essential to 21st century living.
That's Maren Alsop, one of our regular commentators, who was perhaps better known as the music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and a founding director of Orchids. The program was launched in 2008 with just 30 children from inner city backgrounds. Now, there are more than 1,000 in the program. But the maestra says that playing music professionally isn't the goal of Orchids.
That will just be sort of a fringe benefit. That's not the point. I think the point is that music becomes this vehicle for experiencing and envisioning themselves with lives filled with possibility. When you walk into Lockerman Bundy and you hear these kids and you meet them, I mean, it's all about possibility.
William Tell Overture, tone and piece. It says, yeah. Curtain up. Okay? Here we go.
Orchids program director Dan Trahey leads a group of players in a rehearsal at the Lockerman Bundy Elementary School in West Baltimore.
It's funny because for one person I'll say this is a music program, and for the next person I'll say it's a social program. Even within a family, it might be a musical program for one of their students, one of their kids, and for the other three, it's completely a social program. And what I mean by that is that a child can get a refinement on their instrument and be immersed in a musical culture without having to be a premier violinist.
Mr. Trahey, do you have any reason to think that Orchids has also affected the academic performance of these youngsters?
I certainly do, yeah. We have a rigorous assessment that tells us that. We also have found that kids that immerse themselves in Orchids show up to school more often.
We're joined now by Asia Palmer, who's a freshman at the Baltimore School for the Arts. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
I want to take you back to 2008. The Orchids program was just starting. A guy named Ari Shapiro visited the Harriet Tubman Elementary School. He met you, because Dan Trahey led a group of kids through a rhythm exercise.
Mississippi hot dog, I like peas, I like peas.
You guys looked so focused when you guys were doing those rhythms. Who can tell me what's going through your head while you're doing that? Asia, right?
I was concentrating, and I was listening.
How do you think Orchids changed you, Asia Palmer?
Well, if I haven't started this program, I wouldn't be at my school now, and I really enjoy my school, and I wouldn't have had the opportunity to play the flute.
Your mother, Lynette Fields, is there with you, right?
Yes.
Wonder if we can speak with her.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi there, Miss Fields. Thanks very much.
Hi.
And you're a community coordinator for Orchids now, right?
Yes.
What do you do there?
I go on the trips with the kids. I serve snacks and the dinner for the kids, because they get dinner before they leave in the evening.
Yeah.
After them being here all day long like that, I think it's good that we supply the dinner for them, because some of the kids may not get a full dinner, you know, when they go home in the evening.
Let's hear from another alum. Back in February, Orchids members played with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. A 13-year-old tuba player, Keith Fleming, addressed the audience in the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall.
When I was younger, I had no music experience. I didn't want to connect with people, and I didn't want to learn. Now, I want to absorb more information every day, and Orchids has taught me that.
I used to be bad, really bad, and some teachers would kick me out of the class, and then I wouldn't be able to learn stuff, and I would be in the hallway sitting down. But when I joined Orchids, I seen that when I learn more, I can do more in life.
What do you want to be in the future?
In the future, yeah. I want to start all kids programs around the world. I want to still play tuba, but I want to change kids' lives like my life has changed.
Well, Mr. Fleming, it's been good to talk to you. Do you have a favorite tuba solo?
Right now, my favorite tuba solo is Sweet for Tuba by Don Haddock.
In all these kids, I see the same kind of passion that I see in our marvelous musicians at the Baltimore Symphony.
Maren Alsop remembers the performance of Ravel's Bolero in February, when Keith Fleming, Asia Palmer, and 100 youngsters from Orchids in the Baltimore Symphony Youth Orchestra took the stage.
You know, and when the audience leapt to their feet after the performance, I'm not sure there was a dry eye in the house. It was really exciting, but it also felt like an extension of this great symphony orchestra out into the community, to the next generations, to the communities that are underserved. And it just felt like, you know, there couldn't be a better place on the planet to be at that moment.
You can see a video of that performance on our website, npr.org. And who knows, maybe one of the Orr kids could grow up to be the next B.J. Lederman. He writes our theme music.